Hey guys, welcome to The Seeking with me, Fabiola. Welcome back. It's been a while, but we praise the Lord that I am back and I've made it. And, you know, life has been it's been hectic. It's been busy, but you know what? I've learned a lot about different seasons of your life. And I feel like before I jump in I make a start, I just feel like, you know, life, the seasons that we're in is about learning why are we in that season. When we don't gain an understanding, it's like we're not ready to move on. It's like a test, and God is testing us. Are we ready to jump on to the next chapter, or are we going to remain stuck in the same boat, the same chapter, the same, you know, the same season, the same area? It's like we don't see a result. And this morning, I go on a walk every morning. I'm off this week, so that's what I do. It keeps me sane. And when I feel like we all have that place that we can just go and explore, and as well as exercising, you can just focus. And I was telling God, I'm frustrated. I'm not angry at you, but I'm frustrated. Because Matthew 7:7, it says, ask, seek, and knock. I've been asking, I've been seeking, I've been knocking, but I'm still not seeing results. And, you know, I heard the Holy Spirit saying to me, Fab, but I'm working in silence because there's a purpose for your season. And, you know, I feel like I'm not understanding the purpose and the lesson behind the season. But God is saying to me, wait, hold on. You'll get that promotion. You'll get that job. That job is yours. Relax. It's my timing, not your timing. And I think as Christians, we want, I've said it so many times before, we kind of want everything to work right now. And when we keep knocking, it's like we're knocking, it's like a scenario. I'm knocking at your door. I'm going to a friend's house. I'm knocking at the door and I'm knocking. And she's like, yeah, I'm here. I'm ready. But I'm knocking, but you're not opening the door. So you become frustrated. You become angry. And some people, I don't know who this is for, but some people are angry and devastated with God. But turn your anger into passion and obedience. Because when we obey what God tells us to do, when he says, sit still, instead of turning right, turn left, and then you turn right, it's because you should have gone left. Because there's a reason why God said, wait. There's a reason for the waiting. There's a reason for seasons in life. And we need to gain an understanding. What am I learning? If you're in a season right now, like me, what is it? Surround yourself with positive people that will motivate you. I had a friend write to me and she's like, Fab, I feel in the same boat as you. I'm so ready for a new job and I feel stuck. Waiting, the words waiting and stuck, it's not a good combination. But I'm telling you, when the time's right, the Lord will make a way for you. He will set you on top of that mountain. So the topic for today is called the blessings of obedience. What happens when we obey? What are the purpose when we obey? And I want to look at Deuteronomy verse 7, where it says, the blessings of obedience. If you listen to these commands and obey them faithfully, then the Lord your God will continue to keep his covenant with you and will show you his constant love, as he promised your ancestors. He will love you and bless you so that you will increase number and have so many children. Let me read that again. If you listen to these commands, what God is saying, if you obey them, if you're faithful, he will continue to glorify you. He will move you from that bottom of that corner. If you're in a tunnel where there's no light, keep going because eventually you'll see the light. And when it will pour, it will pour. And another thing that I want to say is that as humans, we worry about, you know, one thing is being successful, an example. Probably because the opposite of being successful, is failing. And who wants to be a failure? I don't, you don't, we don't want to. We want to have success, we want to have the houses, we want to have everything. So we live most of our lives striving for success, in fear of failure. But have you asked yourself a question? What happens when we fail? We actually learn more about the journey. It will take us a lot more strength and trust in the Lord to get back up. And then we wonder why we're going nowhere, because we're just exhausted. And I'm a victim of that. The past 26 years, well, not most of it, because I went to university, etc. But let's say the past 3 years, I've been saving, because I have a goal in my mind and I need to achieve it. I'm the type of person that when I set a goal, I have to do it. I have to achieve it. I'm very stubborn. So someone's like, Fab, relax. No, for me, I have to set that goal. That goal has been set and I have to accomplish it. But what am I doing is that I'm wearing myself. Sometimes I'm exhausted. I'm not enjoying my life. And the reason why I'm not enjoying my life, because I'm always focused on that goal that since a little girl, I always had that goal and I want to achieve it. But this is exactly what happens when believers allow the world to define certain things for us. Success as defined by the world and success as defined by God are completely opposite. The world says success looks like a certain way, such as respect, money, freedom, happiness, health, etc. But God says success looks like obedience to Him. So can obedience to God also come with the list above? Of course, but those things cannot be our focus, our end goal, or even our motivation. Our job as Christian is to obey, and God will then take care of us however He sees that will fit us. For instance, one of my favorite story, and someone prophesied over my life saying, you're actually a David because you're always in the season. And people say Christians have the best thing. No, Christians go through the most hardship. You know why? Because there is something within us. There is a light within us that the devil sees. And when he sees it, he will try and stop us from going on to the next chapter. Attacks are everywhere, left, right and center. It's not a sweet life. It's a hard life. But you know what? I'm thankful for those hardships because they have made me the woman that I am today. I'm thankful for the lessons because they taught me to trust and obey the kingdom of God. One thing I always said in my life is I'm Christian because I go to church, not because of the people that are there. I go to church because I am a servant of God. I go there for the word of God. There are people that go to churches because there is someone there they might like, or there is friendship, a community. So make sure you look into your heart. Are you going to church for the right reasons, or are you just going because you have a crush on a guy or you have a crush on a girl and you want to get to know them? Which is fine, but just remember, and let me remind yourself, that you're going there for God. And I want to take a look at the advice that David gave to his son Solomon at the end of his life. Keep in mind, this is David, the same David that killed Goliath, the great King David that wrote the Psalms. He had been through some of the highest highs and the lowest lows. There is a lot of wisdom he could have passed on to Solomon. And it says, when David's time to die drew near, he commanded Solomon, his son, saying, I'm about to go the way of all the earth. Be strong and show yourself a man and keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his way and keeping his statutes, his commandments, his rules and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. That's 1 Kings verse 2-3. Let me remind you, there is nothing wrong with success as long as it is by product of your obedience to God. Are you obeying God? If God has said to you, Fab, wait, you need to wait. As painful as it is, as uncomfortable as it is, yes, I understand that you're in a season where you might not be, you know, glorified at your workplace. But at the end of the day, the only person that you need to be glorified, you need to make sure I'm making him proud, is God. I'm making God proud. It's God looking at down to me and saying, you know what? That's my daughter. She's doing what I ask her to do. Are you following the commandments? Are you obedient? That's my question to you. If there is one thing that you can walk away, are you obedient to the word of God? Or you're just rushing, you're just applying for jobs and job, and then you go to that job, you get the job, well, the wages are higher, but you're not happy. Regret is one of the worst things as a human being that could happen to you. Regret of not opening up. Regret of not showing your feelings. Regret of making the wrong choices. But I tell you, from that negative outcome and that negative feeling, you can understand, you can take something positive from a negative and turn it into a positive. Because you can say, you know what? Yes, I put my hand. Yes, you were right, God. Next time, I learn to be obedient to you. When you say wait, I will wait. When you tell me to move, I will move. When you give me that green light, I will go. So make sure that you walk in his faith, in his ways. Keep his commandments. Love him so much that you can't help but obey him. That is where you will find not only success, a purpose and joy and so much more. So God, we love you. Help us to hear your voice so that we can walk in obedience. Now I want to read from 2 Kings chapter 2. And this, I'm reading from the message because I like to get straight to the point. Just before God took Elijah to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on a walk out of Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. God has sent me on an errand to Bethel." Elisha said, "Not on your life. I am not letting you out of my sight." So they both went to Bethel. The guild of prophets at Bethel met Elisha and said, "Did you know that God is going to take your master away from you today?" "Yes, but I know it, but I kept quiet." Then Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. God has sent me on an errand to Jericho." Elisha said, "Not on your life. I'm not letting you out of my sight." So that's a whole lesson that, you know, when you don't listen to what God wants us to do, because he's actually making our lives, changing it for a better, it's crucial that when he says, you need to go to this place, you need to apply for this, you need to forgive that person that hurt you, you need to continue and, you know, don't judge, don't hold a grudge, forgive and forget. It's crucial. So my next question is, are you wrestling with an assignment from God because you don't feel like you have what it takes? Or maybe you just don't feel ready. But let me tell you, that's exactly how Jeremiah felt in today's verses. And I could bet that most of us have been there, telling ourselves that we trust God to lead us, but then dragging our feet because we can't seem to trust ourselves enough to take the first step. So that's the thing. When we say no to something God is asking of us based on our own talents or abilities, we are basically saying, God, you didn't make me good enough to do your work. And that, my friend, is a lie straight from the enemy. Wouldn't it make sense that God asks is going to be bigger than our talent because he wants to depend on him? And I'm telling you now, you don't have to be a Bible teacher or a devotional writer to relate to Jeremiah. If you're a follower of Christ, this pertains to you. He will give you everything you need to do, the work he has called you to do, no matter what it is. So my questions to you, my rhetorical question is, God is asking of you, if God is asking you to do something, will you do it? He created all of us. Heaven and earth belongs to him. He is the Alpha and Omega. So why don't we trust God the same way that David, Job, Ruth, Martha would have special prayer? Why don't we trust the word of God? So And in one scripture that someone actually sent me the scripture yesterday on Instagram, they said, I was prompt to send it to you by the Holy Spirit. And it says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." Galatians 6:9. So if you're struggling today with your assignment, whether you feel pulled in too many directions or exhausted, and I put my hands up, I'm exhausted and I'm drained. I am. Sometimes I come back from work and I'm like, you know what? I'm mentally drained. I'm like, God, I am drained. God, provide me with obedience. Provide me with the strength that I need to carry this assignment. And that's the thing about being a Christian. You got to put your hands up. Because there's no such thing as a perfect Christian. We all try to be perfect. But a sinner is always a sinner. We will always sin. So if you're struggling today with your assignment, whether you feel pulled in too many directions or exhausted, because it's not the ideal situation, don't jump ship too quickly. Instead of feeling discontent, complicated sequitur, focus on obedience. And I just feel like this whole word is for me. And I just feel like, as well as I'm preaching to you guys, I just feel like God is saying to me, you know what, I'm speaking through to you right now. I want you to reflect on it, my daughter. Get excited about chasing Jesus and let him deal with the details. Let him deal with the rest. Be faithful to his mission and let him determine your next step. Do everything you can do and do it to the best of your ability. But rest in the truth that his path to success looks entirely different than most of the world. Someone actually said to me, Fab, you worry so much. You worry so much that you're actually, you know, you're not enjoying, you're not living right now. And that's so true. I feel like half of my life, I'm focusing on the future. But what I've learned and what God has spoken into my life is that I need to focus in the present right now. Don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow has its own worries. Focus on God. Focus on the day. Take each day as it comes. Take the pressure to perform off your shoulders and just obey Jesus one step at a time. In every area, he has you serving. So Galatians 6, verse 9 to 10, it says, so let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, let us work for the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to us in a community of faith. You know what? Recently, I've been joining this Bible study. It's called First. And it's been good because each day we motivate each other. And each day, when there's a day and a morning that, you know, I'm feeling like, oh God, I'm not feeling myself, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to upload something. I'm going to preach the word of God. And there was a day, 2 days actually, that the Holy Spirit gave me a word. And I was like, right, so... And he kept saying, I want you to say it. I want you to put it. I want you to put it. I want to put it. And it was about a couple of people wanting to meet the right person and the family members saying to them, when is your time? When is your season? But it's not about their time or their season. It's about God's timing. It's about God's timing. Because when you're patient and you're obedient and God says to you, look, it's not the right time yet, because he has to do more things within your life. He's working everything for your good, for the good of your life. Wouldn't you want to wait and everything falls into place? Or you want to just rush everything and then come crashing back down? Because that's not what God wanted you to do. That was not his purpose. That was not his goal. So trust the kingdom of God. Trust what God has for you. Because he's a loving God. He doesn't want you to get hurt. He's looking after you. And sometimes we don't understand his plans. But that's not for us to understand. It's for us to continue the journey. So as we take steps of obedience into a future, we have to be okay with a blurry view, because choosing to obey doesn't always mean the path will become clearer, but it should mean that we get closer to our guide. And that's the whole point. We have to be okay with unanswered questions, confusion, situations, and uncertain timelines. These are the moments that will push us to cling a little closer to Jesus. There are moments that help us understand what it looks like to actually have faith. It's so clear to say, oh, I got faith, I trust God. But no, do you really trust God? Do you really have faith? Because we can just say, it's like saying to someone, oh, I love you, and you just met them like 2 months ago. Do you really love them? Because to love someone, that's a strong word. It's a powerful word. It's the same with having faith and trusting. Do you really trust? I want you to think, do I really trust God? Do I really have faith? And just remember that God asked Abraham to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, in an incredible, giant, enormous leap of faith. Abraham told God, yes. God then stopped Abraham from killing his son, as we see on one of the most intense tests of the Bible. Abraham didn't have answers. What God asked him to do didn't make sense, nor it was easy. But at the moment, Abraham clung to God and knew that his ways were better. Abraham knew God's thought were higher and obedience was the only option. So my fourth question, do you ever ask for details before you decided to obey? If you do, brilliant. But partial obedience is disobedience. And partial faith isn't really faith at all. So it's time to be unclear and accept of the bumpy ride. Not being able to see what's coming. And that's okay. But I just want you to remember, don't lean on your own understanding, but trust he will make your paths right. That's Proverbs 3:5. We don't know his plans, but we got to trust God from the bottom of your heart. Proverbs 3:5-12. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with wealth. Health, sorry. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. Your bands will burst. Your wine will brim over. But don't, dear friend, resent God's discipline. Don't sulk under his loving correction. It's the child he loves that God corrects. A father delights behind all of this. The very tree of life. You're blessed when you meet Lady Wisdom. When you make friends with Madame Insight. She's worth far more than money in the bank. Her friendship is better than a big salary. Her value exceeds all the trappings of wealth. Nothing you could wish for holds a candle to her. With one hand, she gives long life. With the other, she confers recognition. Her manner is beautiful. Her life wonderfully complete. She is the very tree of life. Those who embrace her, hold her tight and be blessed. With Lady Wisdom, God formed earth. With Madame inside, he raised heaven. The new one to signal rivers and springs to the surface and due to descend from the nights. So dear friends, lastly, God clear thinking and common sense with your life. Don't for a minute lose sight of them. They'll keep your soul alive and well. They'll keep you fit and attractive. And don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow has its own worries. And that's my last point. So I hope that what I have spoken about, the blessings of obedience, has stuck through to you. And I hope you can reflect on why you need to be obedient, on what is the season that you're on and what God is trying to say to you. So let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for putting that in my heart, that this word shall encourage someone that's going through a season. A season of disappointment, a season of not seeing your answers, a season of not understanding, including myself, Lord. But your will be done, because when you're loyal to you, when we are loyal children of God, as the tree of life says, everything will come to light. Everything that we have wanted will be given, because everything that we seek the kingdom of God first before anything from this planet. Heavenly Father, I pray that whoever listens to this word will be blessed, encouraged, gain an understanding of this season, Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, there will be people I see someone, I think it's a female, that she will listen this and be like, praise the Lord, this has given me the answers that I need to go back and reflect on what my lessons are. Lord, I pray that she gains a better understanding. Lord, Heavenly Father, I covered every single person in the blood of Jesus, in the anointed oil. Lift us all up, Lord, that one day we will make heaven, sat next to you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. So thank you so much, guys. I hope my title, The Blessings of Obedience, will encourage you, will provide you with knowledge and a better understanding. And you know what? Have a blessed month. And I can't wait for the next topic. So praise the Lord. I hope you have a fantastic week ahead, a fantastic month. And we welcome August full of blessings. And if you have a testimony or you have any prayer requests, don't message me. Don't feel shy. My Instagram is Sabiola94XD and you'll see me posting all the time. So message me if you need prayer requests, if you have praise reports. And thank you so much and God bless you all.